This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Gina's Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound?
Smallpox, the bubonic plague, the Spanish flu. Those are some of the many diseases that have changed the course of history over the last few thousand years. Here's a new one bound for the DSM, Trump derangement syndrome. It's a particularly insidious illness because it doesn't merely affect individuals, but entire political parties, rendering them unrecognizable. Until about 20 minutes ago, for example, the Democrats saw themselves as the party of reason, resistant to superstition and mass hysteria. They were, as they often told you, the party that fought McCarthyism. Now is the party that engages in McCarthyism enthusiastically. Watch.
This is nothing short of treasonous because it is a betrayal of the nation. He is giving aid and comfort to the enemy.
I think Donald Trump is a fascist. I think everything he stands for is disgusting.
That is pure racism. And the president is cynically using that racism to appeal to his base.
That is not what you see in a democracy. That is exactly what you see in authoritarian regimes.
They dare me to say impeach him. Today I say impeach 45.
Speaking of hysteria, Maxine Waters, of course, did not stop there. She urged her followers to hunt down and harass anybody tied to the Trump administration.
If you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd. And you push back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome.
Oh, and they obeyed. And as a result, this happened. This is all rage by proxy, of course. They'd like to hurt Trump himself, but he's not around, so they attack his employees and supporters. And in the absence of any of those, a star on the sidewalk with his name on it. Watch this. That's how it started, but smashing the star did not cool the emotions of the star smashers. Now the star is a venue for street fights.
I don't give a f-
Hear that? What you haven't heard are Democratic leaders appealing for calm. The Democratic Party at this point has become totally unmoored from whatever principles once defined it. Under Franklin Roosevelt, Democrats championed working Americans and organized labor. They couldn't do that today. Too many union members are middle-aged white guys. Instead, their only remaining principle is hatred of the president. If Trump supports something, they're against it. If he's against it, they're huge fans, no matter what it is. Consider the events of the past few months. MS-13, for example, a deadly street gang that engages in sex trafficking, rape, drug smuggling, torture, murder with knives. MS-13 preys on poor people, mostly immigrants. The president called them animals because they are. Within hours, the left produced a wave of speeches and op-eds extolling the basic human dignity of gang members with face tattoos whose motto is kill, rape, control. Once they embraced MS-13, the left decided that the law enforcement agency charged with arresting MS-13 must be bad, hence the now common demand that ICE be abolished so that immigration laws can never again be enforced.
Interesting that, under Barack Obama, we were probably about as much, divided, but we didn't have a lot of fighting and fussing going on. What is this about Donald Trump? Is it just because now it's seemingly the offensive party is the Democratic Party, so this is how they respond? You know, Republicans took it in stride, so to speak, by comparison. Do you kind of see how that works? Interesting. that this dynamic is occurring. But, you know, what's going to happen to our society? What is our culture headed to here? Is it going to get worse before it gets better? And does Maxine Waters get chased down in public for a while? Maybe she can, you know, get a reality check, see how it feels for herself.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
That's the way we roll. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Good to have you along with us, sharing another part of your day here on Bill Martinez Live. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Dr. Michael Buzler is with us. He is a public policy analyst, economics expert, and a professor of finance at Stockton University in New Jersey. Michael, good to have you back with us. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing very well, Bill. It's my pleasure to be here.
Hey, we just had heard these soundtracks that were, you know, aired on Tucker with this Trump derangement syndrome. And it is amazing how a part of this country, no matter how good things are getting, they're just unhinged here. I mean, you know, we get this big announcement, 4.1% GDP. Been a while since we've seen numbers like this. Of course, the big thing that comes out of the Trump derangement syndrome side of our country is it sustainable? You know, they just can't accept that we're at 4.1%.
Yeah. Not only is it sustainable, it's likely to be sustainable a little longer than a lot of people are predicting. You know, the prior administration never set economic growth as a top priority. The last administration had top priorities. Their top priority was to cure perceived social injustices. Mm-hmm. In other words, it's an injustice. People don't have, everybody doesn't have health care. It's an injustice. There's not food stamps available to everybody. It's an injustice. There's not welfare available to everybody. It's an injustice that big business is taking advantage of consumers. So all of their main policies were geared toward curing that. And as a result, it put burdens on economic growth such that the U.S. economy hasn't grown at least a 3% rate since 2005.
Mm-hmm.
The economy hasn't grown at least a 4% rate on an annual basis since the year 2000. In fact, President Obama is the only president in history to go a term without having at least 1 year of economic growth of 3%. Or better. Even during the Depression, we had a couple of years of growth of 3%. As a result of that, there are many problems being created. The ones that are most obvious to me, the graduates of my university and most college graduates for the last really 10 years have struggled to find at least one good job offer. Many of the college graduates have taken positions for which they're overqualified, and as a result of them doing that, the jobs that would normally go to people who don't have college degrees were not available. Those people dropped out of the labor force.
Exactly.
5 or 6 million of them became discouraged workers. So Trump, as soon as he got into office, his primary goal with regard to economic policy was to stimulate growth in the economy. What he could do on his own, he did. That is, through executive action, he was able to reduce burdensome and counterproductive regulations. Now, since he did that, from the second quarter of last year on, we've been growing at over a 3% rate. And then he said, to really jumpstart the economy, I'm going to have to copy what Kennedy and Johnson did in 64 and what Reagan did in 82, that is, a tax cut for all income earners, including the highest income earners, which will create capital for expansion. He was able to get the tax cut through, as you know, last fall. Mm-hmm. It took effect in January. Now we're starting to see the cumulative effects of a deregulated economy and a tax cut geared to economic growth. We got 4% growth in the second quarter. My view is we're going to get a little better than the 4.1% growth in the third quarter, and growth could be even higher in the future. When Reagan did this and the tax cut went into effect in 1984, the economy grew at a 7.5% rate. I don't know if we'll get quite that good, but indications are this will continue into the future.
Yeah, when you think about, the sticks and the spokes, as I say, that the media and, of course, the resistant party, the Democratic National Committee and the party there, what they're doing to this economy, I mean, it is amazing to me. I mean, it's almost un-American, Michael. I mean, I hate to put it in those terms because it's so unpatriotic. It's certainly not American. Now we're divided, as we say often on this show. You know, the point of our perspective is not a Republican or Democratic thing. It's
right.
An American thing. You know, what's good for the, for all of us here. And, as you point out, the policies, clearly, what Donald Trump and his administration have put into play, are based on a solid foundation, which, it makes me laugh just a bit. And you're the economist more than I am.
Yeah.
Certainly, you're the expert. So, it's laughable when I hear these pundits suggest it's not sustainable. I mean, it demonstrates to me they know little of business.
Yeah, and even the most knowledgeable economists that support their view come up with these opinions that simply don't make sense. Paul Krugman, extremely knowledgeable economist, the Nobel Prize winner, his views have been biased by his desire for social justice. And he's coming out with some things that I read in the New York Times that just make my head spin. Mm-hmm. I'd like to just say to him, you can't possibly believe some of those things that you're writing about. I mean, as you mentioned, take a look at what happened in the past. Every time we did something like this, it stimulates economic growth. And growth is so important today because of the stagnation we've had really since 2005. In fact, it's gotten so bad that Americans forgot what economic prosperity feels like.
Mm-hmm.
And now that we've got this 4% growth, and look, there's a lot of ifs here and a lot of things that could happen, a lot of variables. We're not sure how things are going to turn out. There's that Trump is trying to fix a whole lot of things, including the trade imbalance. That may have some negative impacts in the short term, too, although I believe very positive into the long term.
But exactly. I'm with you on that. Mm-hmm.
Considering all those things, we're poised for a big spurt in economic growth. It reminds me in 1984, Reagan, I believe during the State of the Union speech, he said, look, I've set the background for everybody, for America to grow. So if you have an idea and you want to do something, his words were, go for it.
Yeah, exactly.
Go for it. This is the time to do it. President Trump could say the same thing today. Mm-hmm. Go for it. This is the time to do it. There's opportunity. The government is going to get off of your back. They're going to let you go and turn loose that great American innovation that, you take a look historically from the time the country started, it took only about 150 years for the U.S. to become the most prosperous nation on Earth. Because we had that system that encouraged freedom, gave rewards to people that were successful, the economy grew, and everybody was pretty satisfied with how things were going. President Trump is trying to get back to that, in spite of the fact 90% of the coverage in the media is negative. Every single Democrat in Congress votes against him, and there's even a chunk of the Republican Party that doesn't want to see him really succeed, it appears. In spite of all that,
exactly,
he's still able to get his things through.
It is amazing. Dr. Michael Busler is with us. We've got more from Michael on the other side of the break. Stay with us. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Who has the only raw living whole plant hemp CBD extract in the world? MetaHemp Solutions, a radically innovative approach to hemp CBDs for exceptional results. Why? Because they contain absolutely all the elements present in the original plant. All our hemp CBD products are independently lab tested for potency and purity and manufactured in our FDA registered facility. Try it today. 10% off with coupon code GCM10. Call 833-858-7500. That's 833-858-7500. Or buy MetaHemp Solutions today at METAHempSolutions.com. That's METAHempSolutions.com.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and one was put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with the precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
If you like alkaline water or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez, live.
Oh, will we pray? Oh, cross the stage. When the church will be praying, oh, we'll start to pray. Oh, will we pray? Oh, Christian will start shaking. At the sound of praising, nothing stands the same.
Just wait. you like is fresh and independent every day. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Welcome back. Bill Martinez here. Dr. Michael Buzler is with us, a public policy analyst, economics expert, and a professor of finance at Stockton University in New Jersey. Michael, you know, to me, I'm an empiricist. I look at the numbers, you know, maybe my business background or that, but yep. I just look at cause and effect here. And just as you pointed out, whether it was Kennedy or Johnson, you know, Reagan, now here with Donald Trump, it seems like a solid formula that those on the left just want to resist. They just cannot believe what they say is their lying eyes. You know, their wallets getting fatter, the constituency happier. But then you got to drum them up and feed them in with a bunch of propaganda that is working against us. I mean, you know, we got a president going overseas representing our country, and instead of them coming alongside and praising this president for doing something that presidents have not been able to do previously, they continue to put a stick in his spokes and throw out a bunch of stinking thinking, as Zig Ziglar would call it.
Yeah, you know, you mentioned some of the foreign policy. He went to Russia and made friends with Putin, and the mainstream media and the left was all up in arms about this. He's doing what you're supposed to do. The policy every president has had with regard to Russia is there are three goals you're trying to accomplish. One, you want to prevent war.
Mm-hmm.
Two, you want to limit aggression. And three, you want to improve the relationship. As soon as he got into office, Trump said to the Russians, listen, you're not starting a war in Syria. He drops this big bomb over there, kills about 100 Russians, and made it be known that he's not going to stand for war there. Mm-hmm. Then in the Ukraine, he said, look, you took over Crimea. The prior administration didn't help the Ukrainians except sending them some humanitarian aid. President Trump says, I'm selling them military goods so they can defend themselves.
Exactly.
He went to NATO and he said, look, the purpose of NATO primarily is to prevent Russian aggression. So, NATO, you've got to start spending more money to do that. And he got him to do that. Then he said to Germany, what the heck are you doing with this pipeline you're trying to build, getting what could be up to 70% of your energy from Russia? You've got to rethink that. Then he put sanctions on Russia to cripple their economy further. So what he did was he prevented war. He's working to limit aggression. Now, the third thing is you have to improve relations. So he went to see Putin, and I think he's manipulating Putin. He's got Putin believing that Trump is his buddy, mm-hmm. and Trump is going to help him achieve some goals. All Trump wanted to do was get Putin to think that. So the relationship should improve, and maybe he'll be able to make some gains, and maybe they'll be able to solve some problems working, it appears, somewhat with Russia rather than against them. Look, Putin is a thug. There's no doubt about it. He wants to bring Russia back to the old Soviet Union. Trump is doing his best to prevent war, limit aggression. But now he's got to get a good relationship with him and say, look, it's really in your best interest, especially economically, not to do all this.
Mm-hmm.
If you start to behave yourself a little bit and forget about trying to dominate the world, you will be better off economically, and the world will be better off too. So,
similar to what he said to Kim Jong-un in North Korea.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. And look, it's not going to work without flaws. I mean, I heard today that Kim Jong-un is playing around with some missiles.
Missiles,
or something.
Yes, right.
So, yeah. So it isn't going to work without flaws. This is a bumpy road. Every president prior to Trump, especially with North Korea, has sort of kicked the can down the road.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Bill Clinton came up with something. He said, we'll prevent nuclear weapons from North Korea ever getting nuclear weapons. Well, that didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
After Clinton, George Bush sort of placated them a little bit and sort of kicked the can down the road to Barack Obama. Obama really didn't do anything. He said, well, if it gets to be a problem, I'll let the next guy worry about it.
Yeah, right.
Trump comes in. He's not a politician. He's a business person. A business person doesn't kick problems down the road. A business problem, because primarily they're concerned with their bottom line,
right.
A business person is going to confront a problem, look at the options, select the best one, implement it, and move forward. So Trump, on none of these problems, will he kick the can down the road. No matter how tough the problems are, no matter how much it hurts him politically, and again, he's not a politician, how much it hurts him politically, he's going to confront these problems and come up with solutions that he thinks are in the best interest of the American people. And that's what he's trying to do, in spite of the fact 90% of the media coverage about him is negative. Every single Democrat in Congress votes against what he wants to do. And he's got some in his own party who really are never Trumpers that he's got to work against. So even with all that, he's able to get things done that will be very positive for the U.S. well into the future.
It is amazing to me, with the things that he's been able to affect in, 500 plus days here of his presidency. And of course, the complaints are, is he's just not working fast enough. He's not doing enough. And, and here we are looking at the midterms, Michael. And I just don't know. I mean, you know, to hear the media talk, it's like, you know, the Republican Party could be overrun. Now, I think there could be some people in the Republican Party, to your point, replaced, as they should be, because they're not for America. They're fixed in their deep state mentality and their bureaucratic mindset that I think they just need to be reassigned. And I think that will happen to a certain degree because, you know, we've got a president who's looking out for the people here. Like kind of what he told black Americans, what have you got to lose? I mean, what has this country got? We're $21 trillion in debt. He's moving the needle. We got more people right now working. We got more jobs than people, as a matter of fact. People are upgrading their jobs instead of working for minimum wage. They're starting to look at working for maximum wage. What a novel concept. And the one component that's different is you've got an outsider running the beltway. Hallelujah.
And that's exactly what we needed. The establishment, regardless of the party, has been doing things for the same way for years and really not getting a lot of results. You talk about inner cities in particular where minority unemployment is extremely high. President Trump said, you've got to stop these programs where you're just giving people things. Mm-hmm. By doing that, you end up trapping sometimes generations of families into
exactly.
this welfare state. So Trump says, look, I'm the best thing I can do for these people, for everybody, all Americans, is to give them opportunity.
Right.
So when you start having an economy growing at 4% or better, there's going to be opportunity available for everybody. And then people will see, you know, if I had a little more skill or a little more education, there's even better opportunities available to me. That's how you get you out of a poverty situation. Was it Reverend Jesse Jackson who said the best way to get out of poverty is to educate your way out of it?
Exactly.
So President Trump wants to give people opportunity, and once they see that and they can see, well, with a little more education, I can get even more opportunity, they'll be able to work themselves out of poverty into the long run, not just the short-term solution.
Exactly. And this is what lies ahead. This is the vision that's available, you know, as a result of this president, as you said, that is economic focus. He's pro-growth. He's job focused. Michael, everybody I speak with in the administration says one of the first questions that President Trump asks every day is, how are we doing on jobs? And if you have somebody like that in the administration focusing on jobs, what do you think is going to happen with jobs?
Exactly. You're going to get much more jobs. And what's even more encouraging is these discouraged workers who for maybe a decade haven't been able to find any reasonable employment. These discouraged workers are starting to come back into the labor force. Last month, we added over 200,000 jobs. That is June, rather. 200,000 jobs, yet the unemployment rate went up. Well, why was that? Because 500,000 of these discouraged workers are seeing that there is opportunity. They're coming back into the workforce in the long term. That's going to be very positive.
We got to leave it right there. Dr. Michael Busler on Bill Martinez Live.
Money, money, money. You got to have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
With 3D printed gun plans allowed to be posted online effective tomorrow, 8 states and the District of Columbia have filed a lawsuit hoping to block that. The federal government reached a settlement last week, which allows a Texas company to put the plans for the weapons up on the internet for download. A man who lost his daughter in the shooting at Stoneman Douglas High School in Florida on Valentine's Day this year says the guns will make everyone less safe.
Someone could walk in with a gun and you won't know it. Airplanes. You'll be flying with someone with a gun and you won't know it. That's the risk.
Fred Gutenberg spoke on NBC's Today Show. President Trump saying yesterday he's willing to meet with Iran's leaders without preconditions. Today, a statement from the Iran Foreign Ministry says they don't want to meet with President Trump. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I believe you are the way, the truth, and the light.
Let me tell you, the truth and the life and the only way. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, back with you. Bill Martinez here. Julio Rivera joins us now of Puerto Rican descent. He's the editorial director for ReactionaryTimes.com, a small business consultant, and a feature columnist at Newsmax.com, LiveZet.com, and The Washington Times. You know, Julio, we were just talking with Dr. Michael Busler about, the economy and the sustainability of it all. And one of the keys that comes out of every conversation when I talk about business is the appreciation for the American spirit. What happened in the previous administration is it was like the heart and soul of the American worker was kicked in the gut, and they just were just backed down. They were told that they just are not that good, that the economy would be pretty stagnant because that's just the way it is and the way it was always going to be. And then you have a white gazillionaire out of New York saying, no, just because that's the way it's been is not the way it always has to be. It's time to reach for the stars again. He gets these government regulations out of the way. And all this I've declared as a, pent-up energy of productivity has now been allowed to just come full force here. And look at what's going on. We have more jobs than people. Banks, about every bank I speak with is very bullish about small business development, what's going on. You know, these are exciting times in spite of what the media would want to tell us, because they've been complicit with, you know, those on the left that want us to believe that, you know, the sky is falling.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, that whole new normal, you know, that Barack Obama claimed that this is what it was going to be. You know, we weren't going to creep over 2% GDP growth. And to see Donald Trump pull this off in a mere 6 quarters, I mean, he's averaging 2.8 quarterly GDP growth, doubling what Barack Obama did over 8 years. It really is. And you pointed to it. The deregulation has been very important. That in concert with the, you know, comprehensive tax reform for both corporations and individuals, that's put a real spark into the economy. And yes, you know, the sky is the limit. We're hoping. I mean, obviously,
it's not falling. The sky is not falling. Okay, just let me tell you. And you're right, Julio. The sustainability of this looks very positive because of the pro-growth attitude of this administration, what they've done. You know, he's always looking at, okay, how can we grow this economy? And, of course, he's taken on issues that other presidents would not dare to touch, like trade, for example. So we got a little bit of pain, you know, and I agree. And I saw this coming down the road. I said, look, we're going to have to endure a little bit of pain to get through this process, but it is going to be worth it. Just like it's going to be worth giving, you know, $12 billion of support to the farmers to get them through this rough patch here. And he said this was going to happen. I don't mind that. I had a lot of problems when Barack Obama and his administration would give money to cronies, and then he'd come back later and say, well, I guess they weren't as shovel-ready jobs as we expected. There was no causal effect for the money that was invested, you know, the people's money that was invested with his goofy idea that, you know, helped his friends and did very little for we the people.
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, that's the worst kind of cronyism, you know, when it comes right from the very top. And, you know, the protectionism of certain industries. I mean, that's what net neutrality was. I mean, you know, you look at the deregulatory measures that Trump has done, and then you look at what Barack Obama tried to do, protecting, you know, the large monopoly, you know, oligopoly of, you know, a small amount of Internet service providers, and doing it under the guise of something called net neutrality that was nothing about, you know, being neutral on the Internet anyway.
Yes, exactly.
You know, and that was just an example of a big lie told by this president. And, you know, ultimately, you know, America is better off and any society is better off when it's freer, you know, when it's not as restrictive. Barack Obama was all about regulations. I remember the last couple of weeks of his administration, he put hundreds of new pages worth of regulations on the books on his way out, knowing that the American people had rejected him in the 2014 midterm. They rejected him in the 2010 midterm when there was a big surge to the Tea Party movement, and that he was on his way out, you know, because Donald Trump had been elected president and they didn't want a third term of his type of economic policies under Hillary Clinton, you know, and that's part of the reason why the numbers, the deregulatory numbers of Donald Trump were so huge at the very beginning. At one point, he was removing 22 for every new one. It was because Barack Obama, kicking and screaming on his way out the door, was putting hundreds of pages of new regulations on the books. A lot of people didn't really talk about it because it was underreported.
Yeah, and what else did he leave behind? I mean, you talk about the landmines, the unmasking of, you know, of citizens, and the way he opened up that, the mess of Russia that we deal with today that's costing us millions of dollars. This wasn't Donald Trump. This was all done by the Obama administration with the hopes that he was handing the baton off to Hillary Clinton. You know, thank God. Thank God the American people were smart enough, which really surprised Barack Obama and his minions like, you know, Jonathan Gruber, who said the American people were too stupid, that they couldn't figure it out. Well, I guess the American people outsmarted them, right?
In a while.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no, that's great. That's a great example because, you know, just like they pulled the ruse off of Obamacare, you know, and I'm glad that you brought up Gruber. And that's something that was never made a big enough deal about, you know, the fact that Gruber himself was complicit in pulling off the ruse of the American people. This is, you know, and I look at it like this. That's the one last thing that I think that, well, there's many things still. We have to work towards a better country. But one thing that I definitely like to see, either, you know, hopefully in this legislative session or in the next one, is that we handle, you know, the choice of, you know, health care insurance choice. You know, we have far too few choices. And I was making this point yesterday. Barack Obama and the liberals and you know, this this new movement of democratic socialism has kind of been on the backs of the, you know, younger Americans. But the younger Americans are the ones that really got screwed over the worst under Obamacare, because you used to be able, if you were a 24 to, like, let's say 28-year-old younger American in relatively good shape, you can get yourself a catastrophic, you know, insurance plan that was very cheap, because the probability of you being stricken with, you know, a deadly terminal disease was very low. So you could have your coverage for that, you know, at a very relatively affordable cost. Now, because of all the minimum coverage standards under the Barack, you know, Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, whatever you want to call it, you know, I mean, you got people covering services that they're never even going to use. You have men paying for mammograms, women paying for vasectomies.
Right.
It's just a mess. And then everybody's paying a much higher rate than they would have paid otherwise. And really, the young people got hurt on this the worst.
And remember, it was democratically driven. Not one Republican voted for it.
Exactly. Yes.
Because, as the president said, it, you know, elections have consequences. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this was the consequence of voting in Barack Obama, not once but twice, and giving Nancy Pelosi the gavel and Harry Reid, you know, putting him in charge of the Senate. This is what we got. And, you know, and here we have an opportunity where we've got 4.1% GDP. And a sustainable growth, I'll tell you, and what I'm hearing from economists, whether Steve Moore or Dr. Busler just a few moments ago, boy, the sky's the limit. We can realize, you know, maybe, quite possibly, Julio, this year could be the first full year of 3% GDP growth. That's exciting.
Yes, and on the heels of how bad things were previously, who would have thought it? I mean, we did really need a CEO type to run this country, and thank God we got the right one.
Well, we got to keep it going. The midterm's just around the corner. We need to send reinforcements for people who are like-minded, who are pro-growth oriented and small government oriented. Julio Rivera on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Julio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now, with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. Call right now. 800-597-9323.
Thank you.
Hey, Dave, you in for golf this weekend?
Oh, I can't. I promised I'd find a plumber to fix the sink and a painter to paint it.
Just use Angie's List.
Doesn't that cost money?
Not at all. It's free to find pros in your area who can do the work. You can even read ratings and reviews from other customers.
What about roofing pros?
Angie's List has pros for everything. And to save time, they'll even match you to the best pros for the job.
Oh, that's awesome. Looks like I'll be able to play after all.
Find the best pros for your next project at AngiesList.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, or these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Bill Martinez.
His personality is so magnetic, he is unable to carry credit cards. Even his enemies list him as their emergency contact number. He never says something tastes like chicken. Not even chicken. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Bill Martinez Live.
All the things we do for you, huh? Hey, welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. For more information on the show, by the way, to go to BillMartinezLive.com. Want to drop me an email? Always, always love to hear from you, good, bad, or indifferent. Get involved in the conversation. We don't believe in a spirit of invalidation here. It is critical that you man your oars and be a part of the solution and not add to the problem here in this country. We may disagree. That's okay. We can disagree. Just don't be disagreeable. Okay, if you know what I mean, because that's kind of like a mindset, being disagreeable. But we can disagree. We'll pick and choose on those things and advance the conversation. That's how we get better, by all of us participating in it. That's why our founding fathers, you know, was critical. I mean, why of all amendments, the First Amendment would be freedom of speech. Why? Why would that? Because that's just so foundational and so critical to a free republic. And I thank you for being a part of the solution, as they say. Hey, the Good News Girl joins us now. It's that time of the week. And she joins us with all these great viral videos that she has scoured all over the place. And again, we thank you for your ideas that you're passing along as well. They are always welcome. Miss Sam, how you doing?
I'm great. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. We got a lot of good stuff to talk about. Boy, this first one just hits you right in the face. I mean, we've been hearing a lot, too much so, about genital mutilation, you know, performed on young girls. It's just, I don't know, just horrific. I don't know what else you can call it. But in this particular story, on the good news side, you have a Kenyan woman who saved something like, what, 15,000 young girls?
That's right. You know, it's so amazing when you see somebody not only save themselves, but be able to turn around. And, you know, she's put herself in danger. This lady has been named one of the Times most influential people of the year, and with good reason. She's 27 years old. Her name's Nyslyn Getch. Mm-hmm. And isn't that a perfect name? That's her name. Mm-hmm. And she's a Kenyan woman, and she actually escaped female genital mutilation herself at 8 years old, along with her sister.
Wow.
And she was, like, determined. At this young age, she was already determined to make a change. And she's like, I want to pursue my education, you know. In Kenya, whenever they were having this ritual done to them, that was a sign of becoming a woman. So these girls that were 10 to 12 years old would be not only getting what they call the cut, but they would be, you know, marrying, and it would be the end of their education. And so what she's done is, at first she would hide people. She would hide women or young girls trying to help them avoid the cut. And then she's like, you know, I don't want to keep hiding. I want to change how things are. Mm-hmm. And she goes back to her Maasai community. That's, you know, it's like it's a male dominated community. Mm-hmm. And for 4 years, she worked on educating the people there and telling them about sexual health. And she eventually was able to change the elders' minds so that they denounced female genital mutilation and encouraged girls to stay in school longer. They decided it would be better for everybody if the girls would stay in school longer and avoid the cut and not get married so young. And it's just, it's
a revolution what she's done. It's amazing.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And you imagine the courage, because in these countries that are so male dominated, this is what is almost laughable. You know, they talk about the male domination here in this country. It is nothing.
Oh, yeah.
This is nothing compared in, you know, to countries that tell women, you know, how high, when, and, you know, what have you. And, oh, yeah, by the way, and that includes female genital mutilation, and you have no say about it. And for the sake of this courageous Kenyan woman, you know, here it is, saving 15,000 young girls. And this is just the start. And could this possibly break out into some sort of, you know, similar, you know, Arab Spring, so to speak, you know, to where, you know, young girls across, you know, around the world and in other countries that they could be possibly affected because of what this Kenyan woman did?
Well, it's so amazing, too, because you think of it, it's just a barbaric practice, and it's just avoiding that alone is, you know, revolutionary for those girls. But then, you know, I hadn't thought about it. That was often the end of their education and that they
were married.
And, you know, to not have those girls be able to be educated and then contribute to society in that kind of way, like what an underused resource that is.
Exactly.
You know, what a valuable resource.
Why compromise your GDP in that country when you take off half the labor force, right? And you say, okay, well, we're going to see you as a liability. And that's what some of these cultures do, is they see the women as a liability. I mean, you're taking on, like in India, certain parts of India, when you marry a female, it's like, you know, you've taken off the hands of the family this woman. And so that's why the dowries and everything gets so crazy over there, is because you are assuming the liability. And I know at one time in India, I'm not sure if the practice still continues there, Sam, but you know, you might have the wedding set for 12 noon, but the wedding wouldn't take place maybe till late at night, because they're still negotiating the dowry all the way up until the actual marriage. And then, as if that's not enough, the dowry continues to be negotiated during the marriage. And sometimes, you know, the families get to the point, the families of the daughters get to the point where they run out of money. And this was causing a lot of problems, is suddenly then the women were ending up dead because they said, well, you know, I she's not carrying her weight anymore. So she ends up dead. And so that the husband can go and get remarried again and find another sucker family to pay, you know, for, you know, his family's expenses. It's bizarre.
That is very bizarre. You know, you would almost think, like, you know, the mentality that we've grown up with, you would almost think women here, we'd have to be paid for like by the guy. It's like, it would
well,
be
we
like
do.
The
we do.
Around.
Look at that big, look at that big diamond. Look at that big diamond ring you got in your hand. Hey, we pay. Just saying. Okay, calm down. Having a little bit of fun here, ladies and gentlemen, because I know we got a little bit serious, but we got to have some fun. Hey, let's talk about this adorable picture of an elderly couple on the New York subway that went absolutely viral. Tell us about that.
So this couple was spotted by a nurse coming home from Memorial Sloan Kettering Hospital in New York after a 10-hour shift. He's a 32-year-old single guy named Blake Ricker, and he just sees this elderly couple. They're two people in their 80s, and they're out for their 64th wedding anniversary, and he takes a candid picture of them. And it's just smiling and leaning towards each other. You can just tell, I mean, at this brief moment in time, like, you can just see how much these two people love each other, just leaning into each other. The guy's smiling, the woman's leaning her forehead against him, like, you know, in comfort. And he posted the picture, and he's like, you know, I didn't have the chance to give this picture to them before I got off. I would like to find them and share it with them. Mm-hmm. So the picture ends up going viral, and Karen Ketterling Dimmitt actually recognized her in-laws, and she said they're very private people, but this picture was a perfect representation of how their love is. You know, she said they didn't want to be in the spotlight or anything, but they were just, they kind of snuck. You know, snuck away and gone out for the 64th wedding anniversary, and she said that they have been like this the whole time. And I think that everybody is kind of refreshed to see people so in love after all those years. 64 years, that's a long time together.
Exactly. When you have a blessed marriage, it turns into a blessing, not only for yourself, but for others around. And in this case, how many people were blessed as a result of that viral picture? You know, it's just precious. This is the thing that is so good and so God, you know, that God gives us the institution of marriage and blesses us with things like that. Wow, that is so cool. Hey, you got a homeless man applying for a McDonald's job, and he ends up getting the job, right?
That's right. You know, I know a lot of times when people see homeless people, they see signs, they're like, why don't you get a job? Why don't you try this? Well, it's not always that easy. This homeless man named Phil was actually down in Florida, and he actually stopped Officer Carlton of the Tallahassee Police Department. He stopped him and asked him if he could help him with a razor, help him shave, because he didn't have a mirror, which makes it very difficult. Mm-hmm. What had happened is Phil had applied at this McDonald's, and he said he was told that if he could come in with proper ID and clean shaven the next day, he could have the job.
Wow.
Well, that's not as easy as it sounds if you don't have, you know, transportation and the ability to get to the, you know, to the appropriate places and have the appropriate forms, you know.
And shave yourself and do all that, right? Some basic things
that's
we
right,
take for
absolutely.
Granted.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So Rafael Vasquez, you know, he told Today that Phil did everything great, but he just had to have some form of identification or security card. And so actually Marco Rubio heard of Phil's story, and he contacted Officer Carlson and ended up helping out and getting and they were able to get Phil's ID, so he was able to get started the next day at McDonald's. And, you know, it's just, don't you love that story?
Well,
wants to turn his life around and he gets the help.
Yeah, and it takes people, you know, whether it's the senator or, you know, a local police officer, you know, seeing what's going on here. Well, congratulations. That's awesome all the way around. Okay, one final story here. Scientists reverse age-related wrinkles and hair loss in mice. Like mice need it. Hey, mice that need it, it's us that need it.
I know.
What is going on here?
Right.
Leave the mice alone.
What they did was the mice were administered a trigger resulting in the depletion of their DNA to actually make them start aging. Mm-hmm. And so they displayed the signs of hair loss and wrinkling skin. And then what they did was the mitochondrial function was restored in the gene responsible for the dysfunction. And then the mice, actually, their skin got better and their hair got better. So they're thinking there's going to be all kinds of therapeutic health benefits that they're going to be able to change with. This is a huge deal. It's revolutionary. And this is down in Alabama.
Wow.
They did this. Good news for all of us, right? Maybe some anti-aging and hair loss. I thought that was a...
See, once again, proving that mice lives matter. And we appreciate what they give to us on behalf of science. She's the good news girl. Yes, here every week. Samantha Mao on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Sam.
Thank you, Bill.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our